Diana, quick one for you from Peter Fryson, who says, why do fingernails have horizontal marks on them sometimes?
Okay, well, fingernails actually have sort of two sets of ridges. So you can have vertical ones, which just go along the length of the nail, assuming your nails are longer than they are wide, which I think mine are fairly. And they are just, those ridges are just caused by the variations in the cells which line your nail bed. But you can also get these horizontal ridges. And I think it's generally thought that horizontal ridges are caused by trauma to the nail bed, and you can also get illness events which cause all sorts of interesting things to your nails. You get white ridges and get the little white marks as well, but I think that's generally attributed to trauma.
I was thinking about why those marks might be white, and I think it might be similar to the reason that when you smash glass or you grind up glass and make sand again, or you make water freeze and make little ice crystals like snow, it's white, whereas the thing it started out as was translucent. Because if you look at the nail, it's a sort of crystal structure of keratin, the protein, and I think if you traumatise it, you probably get little fragments of bits of protein all hanging around and water in there and other debris, all of which probably bend light all over the place and does exactly the same thing as snow, and so it reflects more light back, so you get a sort of white patch. I reckon that's probably the reason.
Yeah, a lot of people talk about having zinc deficiencies or various other mineral and vitamin deficiencies which cause this, but it seems that it is actually something more trauma-related.
You're listening to The Naked Scientist. It's Chris Smith, Dave Ansell and Diana O'Carroll. We're answering all your science questions on The Naked Scientist this week. If you have a question for us, email chris@thenakedscientist.com. We're also taking tweets. You tweet at Naked Scientist.
Bringing the facts to bear. The Naked Scientists.